Utahns around the state are reacting to a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday to rule on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
It was October last year when the U.S. Supreme Court denied petitions to hear same-sex marriage challenges from Utah and several other states. By denying those petitions, the High Court let stand decisions overturning same-sex marriage bans in the 10th, 7th, and 4th federal circuits. But late last year, judges in the 6th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld same-sex marriage bans in Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. The Supreme Court decided on Friday to consider the decision of the 6th Circuit and to answer two questions. Are states required to issue same-sex marriage licenses under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution? And are states required to recognize legal same-sex marriages from other states? Carl Tobias is a law professor at the University of Richmond. He believes that same-sex marriages that took place in Utah will remain intact.
Marriages that have taken place in places like Utah and Virginia after the Supreme Court denied certiorari in the appeals, I think those are going to be valid. It'd be virtually impossible for the court to try to unravel those marriages. But I think they would have thought of that in October when they denied the certiorari petitions. And so my thinking is that they're likely to reverse the Sixth Circuit.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and Governor Gary Herbert led the fight to keep Utah's same-sex marriage ban in place. On Friday, Governor Herbert said in a statement that he is pleased the Supreme Court will take up the question of same-sex marriage. He said, quote, that finality can only come from the nation's highest court, end quote. The Supreme Court is expected to render a decision by June. Terry Gilday, KUER News.